Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
My 3-year-old grandson visited me this last week. I've mentioned him before after multiple travails and traveling to see him in northern Idaho. I'm wondering what his life is going to be like in 50 years. He will probably be riding in his car that drives itself. How will it know where to go? Do you just tell it? What if he changes his mind, or if the computer chip fouls up and instead of going to San Francisco, he ends up in Portland? Hopefully he will have an override button. If he wants a pizza for dinner, will a drone deliver it to his house? I hear they are testing that now. I just want to make sure they figure out how to keep it hot. I can't stand pizza cheese that is cold. Drone-delivered pizza may be impressive, but I want a drone to deliver ice cream to me during the summer without melting. Then I'll be impressed. Whenever he uses the internet, will he be able to block all the advertisements that pop up after doing a Google search? You can probably do that now, I just can't figure it out. I'm glad I didn't do an internet search the other day when I had terrible indigestion. That wouldn't have been very pleasing to see what might pop up and be reminded of it for days. And when he wants to go fishing, will he be able to point something at the river and it will tell him if there are any fish in it? I really don't know if I'd buy that. At least now if I don't catch anything, I can rationalize there are no fish. I don't know if my fishing ego could stand realizing there are 100 fish in front of me and I can't catch one. And what will his smartphone look like? Now they can water your lawn, turn on your oven, cook your dinner, and turn the lights on in your home. I just want to make sure these things never can flop on the couch and relax. I don't want anything to do that for me. I would like a smartphone, though, that can tell me what I just forgot, or point it at someone I know and it can remember their name that I should have remembered. Then I will be impressed. Yes, I wonder what the little guy's life will be like in 50 years, but then again, I probably won't be around unless somebody invents the Fountain of Youth. I'll buy that instead of a smartphone any day. Actually, he may be playing with the future right now, when he points his finger at me and says, "Prang, I just turned you into a frog." So if my next community comment is just full of ribbits, you'll know he was successful. You gotta love technology. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.